Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
The second scripture this morning is from 1 Corinthians. And a lot of seminaries, and now the United Church of Christ Conference in Connecticut have like gatherings for people who think that they might be called to the ministry. In Connecticut, it's called TAWFG, Thinking About Working for God. So if you know anyone who's thinking about that, get in touch with the conference. This text is what was read when I went to one of these gatherings at Colgate Rochester Divinity School a lot of years ago. But I offer it to you today. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. May God add a blessing to the hearing and understanding of this word. The Bible is full of people being called by God to serve in some way. We heard the story of Samuel this morning. Samuel, you might recall, I love the phrase, it says, none of his words fell to the ground. Isn't that nice? Anyway, and he ended up being the one who identified under God's guidance and anointed David, prophet and king. Some of the stories, you know, and not everybody kind of went with it. I mean, Samuel was a little slow figuring out what it was. Well, Eli was a little slow in figuring out what it was. But not everybody leaped right into it, all right? So, for example, Sarai, one of the earliest calls when God said to this woman who was well up in the years, you're going to have a child. She laughed, and she said, I'm too old. Jeremiah, the prophet, when God called him, said, but I'm too young. I'm only a boy. Moses wanted credentials. How will they know that I'm speaking for you? And so God gave the revelation of the word, the Yahweh name for God. Isaiah, you've heard of it, heard that many times. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips. He felt he was unworthy, but God forgave him. He was cleansed, and he accepted. Jonah, now there's one. He kept running away, remember? God said, go to Nineveh. And he didn't go, and then he went and he ended up, what, in the belly of a big fish and was spit out on the coast of Nineveh. That's what's called reluctance. Habakkuk did something that I think many of us have done very often. He complained to God about the way things were, and God turned around and tapped him to be a prophet and to go and tell that to the people. The disciples, most of them, follow me, said Jesus. And they did. They left everything that they had, their families, they walked away from the father, the family business, the fishermen, and went and followed Jesus. Jesus himself, one of the things that got Nikos Kazantzakis in trouble for the last temptation of Christ is that he portrayed Jesus as wrestling with his calling, wrestling with what it was he was supposed to do. Not biblical, but an interesting thing to consider. He didn't wrestle until the very end, as you recall, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And perhaps the most vivid call was the call of the Apostle Paul, who was known as Saul before this occurrence. And remember, he was on the Damascus Road, and he was knocked down and blinded, and there was this great light and a great voice, and he had to go through some, the story goes on, and he, of course, eventually came back to being a new person and a follower and did what God or Jesus Christ had called him to. That has become kind of almost a mantra for a lot of Christians, that you have to have this massive experience in order to be truly a Christian. You have to have this conversion, this calling. That was not my experience. The reflection today is a poem I wrote when I was in seminary. It was more of a, you know, little bit. I had I was interested in becoming a lay preacher in New York conference. And in order to do that, I had to go to the conference, the Committee on Ministry, and talk to them about why I wanted to do that. And they said, I talked and everything went well. They approved me, thank you. And then afterwards, one guy, David Surface, I'll never forget him. He was the pastor in Canandaigua, New York. Anybody that is up that way knows the name of this town. And he came over to me and he said, "When are you going to do this full time?" And I said, kind of like Sarai, "Yeah, I've got three kids, you know, I got a good job, da da da," and so I kind of tossed it off, and went on, and I was in the program for a year or so, and then became aware that I was being called to the ministry. And so one of the first things, after talking to Cheryl, of course, one of the first people I talked to was the pastor of our church. Now, the pastor of the Congregational UCC Church we were members of is the same it's the same church and pastor that I had declined to join sometime before, because I said church doesn't mean anything to me. Well, it became something very meaningful to me. And I said to the pastor, I said, I'm not a humble person, okay? Given, right? I said, either I've got the biggest flight of fancy or bout of pride that I've ever had, or I'm called to the pastoral ministry. And he said, "Okay." He says, "What do you think you need to do about it?" Not yay or nay, but what do you think you need to do about it? And so so the path led on, and I won't bore you with any more details. But when I went into the, finally was ordained, 32 years ago, roughly 32 and a half. I went into ministry. My first church was in Easton, Connecticut, right down the road. And because I was a second career person, you know, had been out in the real world before I was called to the ministry, a clergy would send people in their congregation who thought that they were called to the ministry to talk to me. And I was glad to talk with them. And what I finally came up, this is the distilled version of what I said. If you think you're making a choice, don't do it. if you think you don't have a choice, go for it. I don't know what the results of that were. I mean, I didn't keep track of those folks afterwards, you know, after all that wisdom I laid on them. But it is a calling, and it's not for everyone. But, you know, we've lost, there was a word, vocation, which is basically from the Latin for calling, whatever, anyway. And the Catholic tradition, and it's probably the Orthodox, are about the only ones who really talk about vocations. But what they mean specifically is priest, nun, you know, monk, and so on. Specifics. And in our common parlance, vocation, the word, has become kind of synonymous with career, right? What's your vocation? What do you do? What's your job? And unfortunately, there are too many of us for which that job or that career doesn't really feel like a vocation, right? Too many of us have to settle, have to do something that, end up doing something that isn't really what we wanted to do, but we get caught in a process and a situation and a need that makes us do what is expedient and what is necessary rather than waiting for that aha, right? So, but everybody is called. Everybody is called. You know, you heard in Paul's words in 1 Corinthians, consider your call, brothers and sisters. You know, you don't have to be, God doesn't call just the people who are fancy or the people who are smart or the people who are rich or the people who are powerful. God calls everyone. God has something in mind, I believe this, for each of us. I mean, some are called to be singers, and luckily when the call to be a singer corresponds or intersects with a decent voice, that's great, you know. Unfortunately, it might get, well. But there are so many things, you know, and you can't say I'm too old. You can't say I'm too young. You can't say, oh, no, I can't do this. I can't do this. Because God will give a way. One of the calls, and I should have looked up, but didn't. The person being called said, how will I know what, I can't talk. I can't, well, how will I know what to say? And God said, I'll give you the words. And, you know, and most Sundays that works. It's an amazing and difficult thing. Sometimes calls are short term. I think sometimes we're called to something that we will finish. And then what happens is that we get to listen for the next call. I mean, I have no doubt that the search committee has been called. I think is it going to be in the weather vane? There's a list of how much time they've put in and how many meetings and everything so far, and it's amazing. Okay, it's a calling, and that's why we ask God to bless them, and we prayed God's Holy Spirit on them when we commissioned them, and why many of us pray for them a lot. Many of us pray for them a lot, other than them. I'm sure that they pray for them. I hope that they pray for themselves. So consider what you might be called to do. It doesn't necessarily mean it's anything fancy. In a previous church, there were several of the people who were kind of homebound. And I talked to one of them one day, and she said, I wish there was something I could do. And so we set up a thing where she and some of her friends would call other people who were homebound every 3 or 4 days. just check in, say hello. Was that a calling? Oh, yeah, I didn't mean that pun-wise. Yeah, just hit me. Anyway, but yeah, that was a calling. That was something that God would wanted them to do, whether they thought of it that way or not. We all know people who are called to outreach kinds of projects and programs. We know people who are called to deacon kind of service things. But each of us, I'm thinking about what's next. I don't know, okay? I'm not going to be doing this anymore. But I don't think God's going to let me off the hook somehow. I just don't. Well, more about that in a couple of weeks. But so what I'd like, my urging to you today is to listen and be open to what God might have in store for you. Be open to what God may want of you. And it can be at any time and any place. And if you feel you're not worthy, then let God reassure you that you are worthy. If you think you won't have the words, let God say, I will give you the words or the skill or the talent or whatever is necessary. But be open to it, because that's what makes us Christians. That's what will make us better Christians and will make this fellowship a stronger and more faithful body. Consider your call and take God up on it. Amen.